Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, she bow, oh, she bow, yeah, she fly. Do it big, yeah, she winning all the time.
All the time.
She hold it down,
hold it down.
Yeah, she go,
yeah, she go.
She on the grind, she ain't worried about no
oh.
One man crush when they yeah, just the podcast. One man crush when they we getting that last.
She know she the one man crush queen, be the letting you know. Who we crushing over there for this episode?
What's up? Hello to all of my listeners. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to WCW Podcast. Listen, this is our first podcast of 2021, and your girl is excited. It is your girl, Self-Made V. We are back, and tonight we got queens that are going to come and sit on the throne tonight. So first off, guys, listen, let me give you the definition of a queen. In case you didn't know what the definition of a queen was. A queen is a female ruler. It is also one of the most important pieces on the chessboard, y'all. It is chess, not checkers, okay? It is a monarch. It was royalty. She is the head of state. Shout out to Vice President Harris for being the queen and representing the ladies. All right, y'all, look, I'm not going to keep y'all waiting. Tonight we have a dope lineup. I have a girl, y'all, who she's nothing but lyrics. She is nothing but lyrics, but I'm not going to keep you waiting. Give me a second. I'm about to get her on the line for you right now. All right, y'all, I am back. I have on the line one of the dopest MCs I have ran across. Now, listen, I have had some amazing guests on this show. I've had Yo-Yo, West Coast. I have had Taja Ray, a.k.a. Faith Evans' daughter. Listen, but I have somebody new that I'm bringing to the podcast tonight. Welcome to the podcast, Miss Fatima.
Hey, you guys.
What is going on with you? You know, I got to. I got to bring you on. Yes, yes. Well, welcome to the podcast, darling.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be on here with you. I've been just watching you just do your thing. You doing it.
I appreciate you. Well, go ahead. I don't want to keep our listeners in the dark. Can you tell them a little bit about you and where you're from and what do you call your style of music?
So I am from the Bay Area, California. Well, let me reintroduce myself. That introduction was amazing. But I am Fatima Patrice. I'm from the Bay Area, California, San Pablo to be exact, by way of Richmond, California. I'll be having to say that, put that in there a little bit. And my style of music, I call it a neo vibe because it touches on just black excellence. And it also touches on the advancement of black people and just also touching on just more of a modernized version of what I would call neo-soul used to be. Like it had the slow vibe. I sped it up just kind of give it a little bit more flavor just for the new touch I wanted to put on it. But yes.
So neo-vibe, that's the frequency you're on. I love it. I love it. Now, you got a couple of anonymous names. You got the Mocha Mommy.
Yes.
The Young Goddess.
Uh-huh.
The Queen of Vibe.
Oh, yes.
Little Propane. Let's talk about that. Let me start right there. Little Propane. Where did that come from?
So it's a term called gassing. And so gassing means like it has a couple terms. And so when you gas a beat, that means you put some flame on it. That means you got some hot fire. You got some dialogue, and more dialogue, hot fire on that.
I love it.
So I guess that. So a little propane came from that, where it's just like, oh, OK, okay, propane tank, gas, it all came together. So I was just like, little propane sounds appropriate for the bars and, you know, the Freestyle Fridays and all that fun stuff.
It works. It works. I love it. I love it. But I want to get right into your music, okay? So you have something out called Violence. And let's talk about that first. Let's talk about first the title, and then can you get into a little bit of the meaning of the song?
Absolutely. So Balance actually came from, like, myself. Like, when people hear me rap about pro-black things, they think that I'm, like, this straight and narrow, dope, I don't do anything. And it's like, no, there's a balance. You know, I understand my people, and I also understand that, you know, if I have to get with you, I'm going to get with you. So you got to have balance. You can't – there's no way that you can live your life as one entity and just say, okay, I'm always going to just be like this, because even church folks will get with you. You know,
yeah.
So it's a balance, and it's not nothing – it's not bad, because of course people have that holier-than-thou thing, but at the end of the day, you're a human being, and you have to have balance in your life. So that's where that came from, and – just pretty much that's pretty much touched on the.
That's it. That's all they need. Don't give them too much, because I want them to come follow you, girl, and check it out for themselves. So you are an AKA.
I am not. Attend HBCU, and I am associated with friends who are, you know, in the Divine Nine, but not myself. But I do say AKA, as in the actually known as. AKA kind of thing.
Oh, okay. I thought you was in the store. My bag. I do apologize.
No.
Shout out to the AKAs. No disrespect to my AKA. I got a lot of AKA friends. So
I have a lot of friends that are Delta.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I can rock with the Deltas as well. So you do a lot of uplifting for Black women.
Yeah.
How important is it for you as a Black woman to uplift your Black man?
I think it's very important. I would love for us to unite, because I see a division right now. And
yeah.
It hurts my heart to see that, especially now. It's a big thing going on on social media right now with colorism. And it's like the Black men are leading the pack with that. And it's sad to know that, you know, as a dark-skinned woman, to hear that it's something about, like, yellow bone or something going on. And it's just like, hey, can we, like, stop that? Because I read a long time ago the Willie Lynch letter about how that was going to affect Black people for years. And it's still going. And surprisingly, this is 400-some-odd years ago, 300, 400 years ago, and it's still relevant to this day. So I think the unity of Black men and women can be stronger, and I think it's very important.
Absolutely. And you kind of touch on it a lot of times as far as unity and awareness of self. I like how you talk about self-awareness. So you have a song called Resist.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Yes, ma'am. So Resist, it just touched on how other races, people call it culture appropriation or appropriating. And I see it a lot in with the, you know, getting their butt done and their lips and, you know, just the whole thing. But you told us that we were ugly, you know, like the way that we looked as Black people wasn't attractive. Our big lips, our hips, our, you know, what we look like naturally was unattractive. But then you go and get that for yourself as a non-Black person. And so it was like, resist the idea of when people tell you you're not attractive, but then they go and do what you do or have what you have. And it's like, just resist the basic of people telling you this is how you have to look to be beautiful. So
that's
kind of what we touched on, yeah.
I love it. We need more of that, because you do have a lot of artists out right now that are promoting things like that. You know, Cardi B, you know, she's had some work done and she's not afraid to tell you. So there's just a lot of women out there that are promoting it. And then there's young women that are looking at this and they're feeling low self-esteem because they may not have all those assets. Definitely we'll keep that in rotation here on WCW Podcast.
Oh, yes, please. You know, and speaking on that, I liked how you touched on that the young girls are really looking up to that. The only thing I can say, of course, if it makes you feel better, do your thing, but tell the truth and tell people why you're doing what you're doing. Don't just do it and be like, this is what you're supposed to do. No, that's not what you're supposed to do. You tell people the truth. Like, I didn't like this about me, and I changed it, and I feel comfortable doing that. But don't just say, this is what looks good. This is the look. You know, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them why you did it.
Absolutely. Now, if you could talk to the younger version of yourself, what kind of things would you have told yourself to do differently, or what would you have encouraged yourself to do as a young girl?
Younger self, I would just say relax. Like, everything works in your favor. Like, everything is going to work. It works out. It's going to work out. It's everything that I panicked about as a young person. It's like, I panicked about that. Like, that is so weird. Like, that's odd. It's like, relax, go with the flow, go with the flow a little bit more. Don't be so, oh, I have to get this and I have to do this in this time frame. And that, no, everything works how it's supposed to work in the time frame. So just relax.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. So when did you get started? When did you start writing, and when was your first song?
Ooh, man. So I actually started off in a girl group called Girl Scouts, and that was in 2000, I think it was like my teen, it was like 2009. That was the first time that we came together as a group. It was actually two of us, but in 2008, if I back it up a bit, there was three of us. It was myself, my cousin, and my best friend. Me and my best friend were still really tight, but she dropped out of the group in 2011, and then in 2013 I decided to go solo. So I've been doing this for quite a while now, but taking it serious, I took it very serious in 2016, where I'll start to like learn the music business and creating songs. And so our first song that we put out as a group was called Groovin' in 2009, and then in 2013 I believe I put out Hearts in Autumn. And then Hearts and Autumn. Yeah, so Hearts and Autumn didn't come. It's been a long stretch for the first album. Only put out one album so far, and that album is still going. Like it's still going as far as people saying like discovering a lot of the stuff that was done back in like 2013 up to like 2017, and then now in 2021 there's still music that's rotating. They're like, oh, I didn't know. I like, they're discovering it now, which I'm perfectly fine with, because it's new to them, and it's just like, okay, there's so much more you can search for and listen to.
Absolutely. I love it. And it's like you have an album that needs to be heard. It needs to be heard. And one of the things that I try to tell a lot of my listeners when they come to the podcast is that hopefully they are encouraged by the guests that come on here, because you all have your individual journeys and your stories to tell. So how important is it for you to be an independent artist? And, you know, because everybody's, the goal is to sign with a major record label. And I tell them, once you do that, you do, because I have friends that have signed to major record labels, and their creative control has been kind of stripped from them. So how important is it for you as a black woman to be independent and in control of your music?
Very, very, I could say very, like 1,000 times very important. And just watching, because I'm huge on like documentaries and biographies and all this stuff, and I watch how people got done so terribly wrong, and like you said, creative control is gone, including your financial situations are just out of whack. Like everything is just, it seems like the dream when they painted it, it sounded like amazing, like, oh, cool, I have a major label backing me. But it's like you owe them everything, and they take everything from you that you bring to the table. It's like they barely bring anything to the table. It's like you're borrowing. And it's like, no, I personally, for myself, don't want that. If I was to ever get, like, any kind of help for a major label, I want it to be a distribution help.
Mm-hmm.
As far as
right.
My things out there, not so much helping me as with anything else, but if they're going to fund me to help market and get me out there, that's it. I don't want them touching any of my music. I don't want to sign for anything like that. I want to have full control over everything, and if I sign for anything, it'll be a distribution.
Absolutely. And Nipsey Hussle said that. He said that it's very, you know, important to have the masters mm-hmm. to your music and own that, and then use record labels to distribute your music. So you still have Yeah, because it's a business. People don't understand music is a business.
It's a
business. Absolutely. You want to make sure that you have the right people in place. What about your team? Do you have a very supportive team around you?
I actually have really good friends and family members, but I do have a mentor that from time to time I tap in with him and just ask questions and say, is this a great idea or is this a good business move for me or what do you think? And I don't quite have a team yet. I still have to develop a whole lot. Before I gather a team together, I need to know the direction I'm going to send my team. So I'm still developing I have a sound, so that's a good basis. So I'm still developing as an artist. So once I have that, I feel like I can just pull along a team and I can also pay them. Like, you know, I just want to be able that I have, if I'm going to have somebody backing me, I want to make sure that they feel like secure, like, okay, yeah, I can hop on this train and I'm good. But
absolutely.
So good. I have my mentor. He's really cool. Chris, he's cool. And then I have like my family members that are just like, you know, they're cheering me on like cheerleaders. So that feels really good to
absolutely. Well, listen, I just want to let you know, because I do get a lot of independent record labels, producers, and things like that, and they're always looking for artists with lyrical content, and you have that. So, you know, hopefully, listen, now don't be mad if somebody jump in your inbox now after this podcast, because
you know
they
like,
be
I
on
it.
Well, I love it. So what's up next for you? What are you working on currently and what is next for you? Do you see yourself in any kind of acting roles, anything like that?
That's so funny that you mentioned that. So I have a video coming out and we did the whole video is basically some acting. So it was really, really fun. I had a lot of fun shooting that video. So shout out to Jay Cox Films. He did the directing for the music video. And he was just so like, okay, yeah, you know, like he was so spot on with everything. Like, okay, I like how this looks now. You know, like, okay, I need to try to be a little bit more, like he was directing really, really well. And shout out to Troy LLS from Legends Live Forever. He was in the video as well. So the trailer for the video is dropping February 1st. And it's, if you've seen the movie A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, it's similar to that. The video is very similar to A Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
And I love it.
Yeah, it's so good. And then what I have coming next is I'm going to be dropping an album soon. So the single is going to be dropped in February also.
All right. So we got all kinds of stuff happening. February is Black History Month, okay?
Yes.
We are hoping to make some history in February. So we got a single dropping, a video dropping. You got lots of things going for you. I appreciate the content that you put out. Very respectful. So I just want to tell you that I love what you're doing. Keep on grinding. Don't let those doors that close in your face be the end all be all. Look, kick them suckers down. It's 2021. This is the year of the goddess, baby.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Can you right now give everyone your social media platforms, how they can find you, follow you, show support to you?
Absolutely. So my social media, you can find me mainly on Instagram at Fatima Patrice. Don't forget the H in Fatima. So it's Fatimah Patrice, Patrice, on all platforms. And you can also find me on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, anywhere you stream your music, you can find me on there. Same thing, Fatima Patrice. YouTube, subscribe when you get a chance to, and follow me. Yes.
She made it simple. If you don't get it, don't worry about it. All of our podcasts are archived. They're recorded, saved for your listening pleasure. You can go back and listen to them over and over and over and over again. So thank you so much, Ms. Fatima. Go ahead. You got any shout-outs? I know you gave a couple already. Do you have any more for any fans, friends, or family?
You know what? They know who they are, and I appreciate them. And I pretty much shouted out the people who just really been riding with me for a bit. Other than that, thank you. I appreciate you for having me on here.
Not a problem. Listen, y'all, Fatima, a.k.a. the Mocha Mommy, the Young Goddess, the Queen of Vibe, Little Propane. Listen, all that in a bag of chips. Shout out to you, Queen. Thank you again so much for dropping by the podcast.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, listen. I'm not going to keep y'all waiting. Tonight is going to be a – it's a short one because I'm back, y'all. I just got back. WCLB Podcast is just getting back in the groove of things. You feel what I'm saying? So we are back. We are back with a live show. And I gotta put y'all on to some music from my hometown, okay? I got to put you on to some music from my hometown. And I'm about to do that for you right now. If you hold on for me, let me get her on the line.
Oh, she bow, she bow, yeah, she fly. She do it big, yeah, she winning all the time.
All the time.
She hold it down,
hold it down.
Yeah, she go,
yeah, she go.
She on the grind, she ain't worried about no.
Oh,
woman crush Wednesday, yeah, this the podcast. Woman crush Wednesday.
All right, y'all, we are back. We are, listen, my bag. I had to get my girl on the line because I told y'all it was going down tonight. Tonight is all about the queens of the mic, y'all. We are only bringing on lyrical assassins on this piece tonight. And right now, I have for y'all in the building right now, Miss Artika. What's going
hey,
on
y'all.
With you?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Listen, it is so good to have somebody from Ohio up on this podcast. So, look, I took a little break from WCW Podcast.
Okay.
I had a very, very amazing season. We've had some really dope guests. We've had Yo-Yo on the show from the West Coast. We've had Faith Evans' daughter. We've had some girls that have been signed to record labels. Shout out to Kay Kilo, who just signed with The Baby. She is the first lady of The Baby's record label. So shout out to her. So we've had some really dope guests on here. So I wouldn't feel complete if I did not ask somebody from my hometown. So shout out to you for representing Ohio.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, welcome to the podcast. For all the listeners that don't know, you go ahead and tell them your name and where exactly in Ohio you're from.
I am from Cleveland. My name is Artika Sierra. I sing, songwrite, rap. I pretty much do it all, y'all. I act.
Whatever
they need.
Whatever you need. Listen, we are very multi-talented. When you come from Ohio, you just have this different flavor about you. You can adapt anywhere you go. You just have this swag, like Bone Thugs and Harmony. Shout out to East 99.
Those are legends.
Yeah, what do you call your style of music? For people who may not know your, you know, what you do.
You know what? We really don't have a title.
Okay. Uh-oh, wait a minute, y'all. Hold up.
Can you hear me?
Where is my guy? There she goes.
I disappeared for a second. Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. That was me. I pressed hold on my phone, y'all. So I'm still learning how to use it. But so.
You done did it again. Girl, if you don't get away from the hold button. Y'all, technical difficulties.
Oops, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm back. So look, let me start this again because my phone is getting on my nerves, y'all. Okay, so we call it Drake in it, my style of music, because
oh,
I sing and I rap. So
I
that's what we call it. So we call it Drake in it.
Like Drake, like this.
Yeah, like Drake. Because you know he's singing and he rap.
He does.
So
but you know
Drake
what? This is the only thing I gotta say about that. Drake does that, but you know who did it first, right?
Who was that?
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes,
so
they did.
You,
you're absolutely
y'all
right.
Y'all got to call that the Cleveland.
Yes, right.
So y'all did that first.
We look, we call it the Bone Thugs, right?
Y'all did it first.
Yes, they did.
Well, I have you on the podcast tonight because you have lyrics that are out of this world. People have tried to master it. They've practiced over and over again. But when you do it, it just comes out so naturally. When did you start rapping and writing?
So I started singing when I was about 9. I started actually writing my own music when I was about maybe 16. I started like kind of with poems and stuff like that. And then I went to college. So when I went to college, I had an English teacher who kind of pushed me with my writing. And she was like, oh, you're so good. And I was just like, oh, I feel like I'm mediocre, but whatever. But she just had me going to all these writing seminars. And I learned a lot during that time. So as I got older, I just like my writing just kind of progressed. So it became a little bit more. Just going to college kind of helped me.
I love it. Now you got a song out right now, Queen Kong.
Yep. Well, that's my mixtape. My song is called Unstoppable, though. The single that I just released. Yep. So my mixtape is coming out in February.
So the mixtape is coming out in February. The song is called Unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Can you drop a bar just real quick for our listeners of that song, because I don't think they understand. I don't think they understand. So just one little bar from Unstoppable. Actually, the chorus. That's what I want.
The chorus.
Give it to them.
Get with the women team, ho. I told y'all bitches I'm unstoppable. And I ain't letting up, I'm in go mode. Got the music game in the fucking chokehold. Bitch, let's go with the winning team, ho. I told y'all bitches I'm unstoppable. And I ain't letting up, I'm in go mode. Got the music game in the fucking chokehold. Bitch, let's go with the winning team, ho. And that's like my favorite song right now.
That's that Cleveland. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. Now that, because I see you performing that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just give off a vibe. Like, you know how some people get on the stage and they, what do they call it when they're in a rap battle and they mess up?
Yep, they will.
They choke.
Yep.
Okay. You get on there, and it's just like I told you, the effortlessly, it's just effortless, and you do it so well. So I'm wondering, have you ever performed in front of people and had any kind of, like, stage fright? Like, you know.
I did. When I first started, I was super nervous because I was like, it took me a while to kind of get out there on the stage because I'm a BBW, let me put that out there. So it's a little bit harder for us in the music industry to kind of get ourselves out there. So I was kind of like bashful in the beginning because I didn't know, you know, how everybody would accept me. But I was accepted with welcome arms, so it kind of made it a little bit easier. So like my first time performing, I was like super scared. I was on the super smallest stage. I mean, I'm talking about like only I could fit on the stage. That's how small it was, but
wow.
It was everything to me because it was my first time, you know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
I was nervous, but the crowd made me feel welcome once they started hearing my song because they liked
absolutely.
My music.
Absolutely. Because you
they
have a confidence. You have a confidence about, like a, you know, like a queen. And I gave the definition of queen earlier. I'm going to give it to you, cause, and you let me know if this sounds like who you are as an individual. So a queen is the female ruler. She is the most important piece on the chessboard. She is a monarch. She is royalty, head of state. Does that sound about right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, welcome to the podcast, Queen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Queen. I appreciate you for having me.
I appreciate it.
I was so excited.
You know, we talked to our last guest, though, really about self-consciousness. And you mentioned, you know, that you were a BBW. How important is it for you to not change up? Because, you know, they say once you get a little bit of stardom, they start telling you to switch up stuff. I've had girls who started off independent. One of my girlfriends was on Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
And since she got on Love and Hip Hop, they told her that they wanted her to alter her breast and to get some butt injections, and she did it. You know, so how important is it for you to just remain yourself when it comes to being in this industry?
It is super important because, like, that was one of my fears. So I'm engaged. My fiance came up with the label name years back, him and his friend, and he kind of just stuck to it. So last year we sat down, we was like, you know, why don't we just bring this to fruition? So we started our own label, GHU Entertainment, Gotta Have a Unitree, because we were just so we didn't want to get into the industry and then get changed. And I'm gonna give you an example of a few artists who I felt like they kind of changed a little bit. Bryce Tiller was one of them. He was one of my favorite artists, and I felt like once they got him, you know, up under their wing, they kind of changed them a little bit.
Right.
I think Tink, she finally getting back to herself, though. They tried to change her as well, but it's real important to us, and that's why we started our own label, so that we can remain who we are. We don't have to change nothing, you know. We open to offers, but we ain't trying to change nothing. Like, I'm not trying to get no breasts or nothing like that. Nah, I go to the gym and work out a little bit, but I ain't trying to do all that extra stuff. Like, I just want to remain me because I'm happy with the body God gave me, you know. It could always be what it sucks, but I'm happy with the body that I got. So
you got somebody right there loving you, trying to lock it down, honey.
Listen.
Trying to put it on lock down.
Right.
Shout out to the
fiance. All that what I like,
though. You mentioned that you guys have a label. Can you say the name of your label again?
It's called GHU Entertainment. Gotta Have It, Unitree. Unitree.
I love it.
U-N-I-T-R-E-E. So it's Unit Plus Family Tree. Because that's kind of like we a family. And anybody that's up under us, you know what I'm saying, or even if you're just working with us as far as promotion, we just all want to be a family. We're trying to eat. So, got to have a unity.
That's dope. I love it. I love it. How important is family to you?
Super important. Like, that's one of the main reasons why I do what I do, because I'm trying to get my family to a point where we don't have to want for nothing, because you know we all have been through it, but I ain't trying to have that side story because I'm also a nurse. So, I take care of people for a living.
Absolutely.
So that's part of my thing. I'm an artist and I'm a nurse. So,
girl, because they're coming for you. I just want to let you know. Let me put that in the air. They are going to be coming for you. You have a style unmatchable. And when they get there, you better tell them bow down.
Right. That's actually one of my singles. That's so funny.
Exactly. You see where I'm going. You see where I'm going.
Right.
Let's talk about bow down. Let the people know what bow down, this single, is all about.
So bow down is about basically being confident as a BBW, just being us and showing people, like, you know, like, we are wanted too, just as much as the ones that are smaller than us. So it's just like, you got to bow down when you're talking to me. Like, don't come at me with no fat jokes and none of that. Like, I'm just as much as the queen as the next female, whether she 140 pounds or 290. You get what I'm saying? So that's what bow down is all about. It's just us being sexy and being flirty and, you know, and just being ourselves on BBW today.
I love it. So, Surf City weather forecast. What is that about?
You said Surf City. Okay, so Surf City is ran by We Are the Wave 216. It's kind of like a promo, like a little promo camp that kind of just promotes like Cleveland artists and stuff like that. And they promote anybody who's getting new projects out, new music, all the indie artists. They kind of just support us. And they'll put up, like, different forecasts. And the forecast is just, like, people who coming out with songs, albums, or sometimes even shows and stuff like that. So they kind of just support the artists in Cleveland.
That's nice. That's nice. We need something like that here. Because networking and building is important, especially in the industry, because sometimes you want a feature here and there. Do you have a lot of features on your album that's coming out?
I have four. I have four on this one, on my mixtape. I also have projects already out as well, too, so you guys can check those out as well.
Now, are you a little picky when it comes to getting those features? Because you can't just, I mean, with a style like yours, you can't just throw anybody up on a track.
Yeah, I'm picky. I'm a little picky.
A little picky.
I am. And I will say this, because it's the work ethic. Now, I've had artists on my songs that have been, like, super dope, but they won't promote. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, you dope, but I need somebody that's gonna promote. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's gonna really promote the song and be out here, and you know. So I'm real picky. I need to know that
you gotta be,
and that you're gonna have that work ethic, because I put money into my stuff, and I don't just be out here just doing, you know, doing stuff for free. Like, I really put money into my music, and I really want to get it out here. Like, I'm literally on all type of different platforms.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, as you should be. Now, what are you promoting right now? Like, what is the project that you're? I know you said you have an album dropping. Do you have any more visuals in the making? Like, what are you actually focused on right now?
So right now, my biggest thing is my mixtape release party and my mixtape Queen Kong. And that's February 12th, and then after that, we're gonna do Unstoppable. That's our first video from the mixtape, so that one is gonna be big.
So that's on the 12th. That's Valentine's Day, right?
No, the Valentine's Day is the 14th.
Oh, 14th.
So it's Valentine's Day weekend.
Oh, so
Friday.
You spreading a little love early.
Yep, a little bit early. So, like, that's my main focus right now is just trying to get my mixtape out here and get it heard. Just to show people what I can do.
Now, hopefully, I'm trying to put something together here in Tampa, a lineup of some really amazing female artists. Hopefully, we can get you flown in down here to Tampa, Florida, and represent Cleveland, Ohio. I would love it, love it, love it. They ain't ready for you, girl. They ain't ready. I'm so glad I found you.
I'm glad you found me, too. I was super excited when you hit me up. I was like, okay. And I saw the WCW. I love supporting other women. Like that's real big to me.
That's dope. Now, if you can encourage a young woman who is saying, you know, Mom, when I grow up, I want to be a Megan Thee Stallion or a Cardi B or something like that. If you could talk to a young girl who has a dream of being a hip hop artist as a female, what kind of things would you take to her and pour into her?
I would definitely tell her to find her own identity. It's okay to, like, you know, like somebody and to want to be like them, you know, just because you like their style and stuff like that, but it's better to find your own identity because people are going to love you more for you than for you trying to pretend to be somebody else. And that's kind of how I, like, got my audience because I basically came out and I was just me. I wasn't trying to be Mia X. I wasn't trying to be Kelly Price. I was trying to be me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made sure when I came out, I made it to where they saw authenticity or they didn't see anybody else. So I would tell them that it's important to have your own identity. You want people to fall in love with you. You don't want them to fall in love with a fake Megan Thee Stallion or a fake Cardi B. You know, just kind of find your own lane. Even if it's just a little bit similar, but don't be exactly like them, though. It's okay to look up to somebody.
Absolutely. We love it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, even if this is for the fellas too, we just got some jewels right here, okay? Find your own identity. I'm going to say it one more time. Find your own identity. Confidence is the key. Self-awareness and consciousness. Love who you are. Don't try to be, the same. Dare to be different. Dare to be different. So thank you, girl, for bringing some Cleveland flavor to the podcast. go ahead
right now
and let everybody know your social media platforms, where they can find you. They want to show love and support.
Okay, you guys can find me on Instagram at Artinka_Tierra. That's ArtinkaTierra. And you can find me on Facebook at ArtinkaTierra, Twitter, ArtinkaTierra. All my handles are pretty much the same. Instagram is the only one that differs. I'm on all music platforms from Pandora to Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, anywhere you can listen to music, even Shazam. You can find me on there.
I know that.
Listen to all my music, y'all. Shazam, you can go find me.
She all over the place, y'all. Y'all better look out for her. She coming. She unstoppable. You dig?
You.
She's coming, y'all. She's coming. All right, do you have any shout-outs that you want to share, any loved ones, fans, family that you want to give a shout-out to right now?
I do. I want to give a shout-out to my fiancé. That's my biggest supporter. He keep me on my toes. He run me crazy at the same time, but he keeps me on my toes and he pushes me to do better. He don't let me slack. So if I'm just having a lazy day, he'll get on me. So I definitely want to give a shout-out to him and a shout-out to my mom. For sure, that's my only living parent at the moment. So everything I'm doing is for them, for my family. And
a big
shout-out to God and my supporters.
That's it right there.
God is number one.
Look, we ain't comparing that style to Drake. Number Drake? What's his name? Soldier Boy? That's that Cleveland style. We did it first in Ohio.
We can call it the Queen Kong style.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do from here on out. If y'all want that new flavor, it's called the Queen Kong style. Go cop it. Go get it. It's out right now on all platforms. Album dropping February 12th. Visuals is in the making. Listen, we support you all day, Queen. Thank you so much for stopping by the podcast.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for having me, Ms. Queen.
Not a problem. We love it. We're going to be on the lookout. We're going to stay in touch.
Yes,
I have to get you down here.
I'll come down and visit for sure. Just let me know.
All right. We got you.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. All right, y'all. Listen, as I told y'all, this was the first podcast for the ladies in 2021. I got so much more for y'all. Thank you so much for everyone who has continued to follow me, who has continued to listen to my podcast, who has, you know, you guys, I do this for you. You are my biggest supporters. I appreciate it. But I got some more dope stuff for y'all. Listen, next week is Super Bowl week, okay? It is the week leading up to the Super Bowl. And I have some really amazing Tampa talent coming to the podcast, y'all. Y'all be on the lookout for that. We have a Tampa Tuesday dropping on Tuesday of next week. Some really, really amazing guests will be on the show. And we doing it. Like, y'all might not see too much of me next week because it's Super Bowl. I got a couple parties to attend. It is definitely going down next week. Shout out to the Buccaneers here in Tampa. Listen, I got to go, y'all. I got things to do. So I will see you all next Tuesday. Thank you again for stopping by. WCW Podcast. Listen, shout out to my girl Superstar Courtney. Superstar Courtney, I'm going to give a shout out to her every single time I do a WCW podcast because she is the creator of our theme song, and I'm going to go ahead and let her take us out right now.
Oh, she bow, oh, she bow, yeah, she fly, fly, do it big, yeah, she winning all the time.